When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He was like, okay, like, we're done with all the drilling. We just need to, like, put the cap on, which I, like, still didn't even register, as that means that there's something there to put the cap on. He's like, do you want to take a break and go to the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, sure. Oh, my God.
What is up, friends? Welcome back to yet another episode of your favorite podcast, I hope. Overshare. I'm Jocelyn with my girl Lils, who's in her the comfort of her own home. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Yep. Still here.
Still at home. Are you surprised? Still alone. Are you surprised that we're still here?
It's funny because I actually made a TikTok at the beginning of all of this that was lip syncing to something that was like, what if they don't know how to fix it? What if they just like don't let us out? If they just like keep us in here forever. And now I'm like, that was supposed to be a joke.
That was like prophetic. Are you like considering going to like mind reading school? Cause I feel like it could be a good investment.
You know, I mean, I have a lot of time. So
do you think we should jump into this episode?
We should.
Okay.
So over it.
What she said.
All right. So as you guys know, we like to kick off every episode with something super positive. Hashtag opposite day. What are you over, Lils? Anything specific?
Like, actually, we like to kick it off by complaining. Should I just complain more about my neighbors? Because I don't get it. I think everyone watching that has had a loud neighbor would, or listening, watching, whatever, that you'd agree, if you just knew what they were doing, it feels like it wouldn't be as bad.
Also, like, I have to point out, you have made a lot of content on your personal socials and on your YouTube channel about these people. But do they know you have a company and a podcast? Because this could be a new frontier.
Well, they do know that there's a video because the girl yelled at me and told me to make another one about them. I was like,
that's so funny.
Like, you know, I can't handle conflict. And that was like my worst nightmare. I'm like, I mean, they've seen it.
So what kind of weirdness are they up to now?
They fight a lot, and it sounds like she just like has temper tantrums that she like, you know how like a, like I texted Lisa and told her it's like when a little kid has a temper tantrum, they like stomp around and they have like Arthur fists and they're like, I'm mad. Like that is genuinely what it sounds like. Cause I'm like, if it's that loud in here, it must be loud for them too. So I just don't get it. And if it was like for even 30 minutes once a day, fine. It's all day. Like, of course, not right now when we're recording. Apparently, I should record all my things at 11 because what I'm over is that it's been very hard to be productive anyway during quarantine. And then on top of that, my face has been a disaster. So I'll spend hours getting ready. And then I sit down, I spend all this time setting up the shot, and then I go to record. And it's literally like they're just throwing weights against the ground.
I feel like they're to blame or credit for your nocturnal lifestyle. But now they're nocturnal too. So we all need to get on the same page about what lifestyle we're living. You know what I mean?
I had to tell my manager because I was waiting to film a sponsored video yesterday. And I was like, I'm sorry. I just like, I don't know what to do. They just won't stop making noise. And she's like, what do you think it is? Drugs?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was going to ask you, have you called the authorities yet?
Honestly, no. And there's been a few times like domestic disturbance. Yes. I for sure.
Maybe it's a cry for help.
For who?
I don't know.
But that makes it, that's like another reason though that I don't want to go talk to them because they sound very aggressive.
They sound very, like, their feet sound very upset.
Well, when they get in fights, they literally will scream at each other and you hear things like crashing and breaking. And I try and go in my head and I'm like, when have you ever witnessed a fight where people are throwing shit? Like, and not once in a while. It's like at least once a week.
That sounds like a lot of cleanup, though. Think of all the things that have broken.
Funny you mention that, cleaning. Because that's actually the loudest part of all of it, is their vacuum sounds like a fucking Zamboni at this point. I'm like, I don't understand. How, they don't have any pets. What are you vacuuming every day for like an hour?
Also, the only reason I know what a Zamboni is thanks to the Mighty Ducks franchise, as well as Topic. Best movies ever. Okay.
Now that you just said that, it just sent me down an ice skating nostalgia train. And did you ever, probably not, I feel like you weren't a Disney Channel original movie person.
Oh, you mean Genius? Absolutely. You wrote all of my stories for me. I was like, what the hell is House Mom or whatever it was called, Smart House? I'm like, Lily, get in here and write this story.
That's a good one. But yeah, Genius was one where it's actually Emmy Rossum, isn't it?
Really? Young Emmy Rossum. We should do an episode that's all about our favorite DCOMs.
Yes.
I think that would be really great. And maybe we should have Lisa on, because I know she's very opinionated about the wonderful world of Disney.
She is.
Interesting.
Anyway, what are you over?
Oh my gosh. Well, I had a realization last week, and I'm just totally over Halloween. But let me unpack that a little bit. Let me unpack that for you. So I have really mixed feelings when it comes to Halloween, because I feel as though if you are a person who celebrates Christmas and your favorite holiday is anything other than Christmas, even though Santa is kind of creepy, I don't get it. Like, when people are like, my favorite holiday is Halloween, I just love the day I can be a witch all day. I don't connect. Do you know? Do you connect?
I get people that like dressing up.
Yeah.
And like, I love scary movies, but like, I guess I'm watching those year round. So
watch those year round. But here's the thing. I have a newfound relationship with Halloween, because you also know that because I'm like a dog who always wants to just have a good time, you're a cat, I'm a dog, as people would know, as far as animal personality traits, I love any opportunity to celebrate. So I'm kind of devastated that the children of the world will not be able to go trick-or-treating this year. But however, how do we ever go trick-or-treating? It's so unsafe to begin with. Eating candy from strangers? Are you freaking kidding me? What were we thinking?
I mean, it's, I feel like when you phrase it like candy from strangers,
that's what it is.
Yeah, but also it's like your neighbors. It's not like you're getting it from,
obviously, like, your neighbors have serious problems. I don't want candy from them. Okay.
Are you going trick-or-treating in apartment complexes?
Possibly this year.
We used to always go to like the fancy neighborhoods. So it's like, I don't think that they're doing anything.
No. And I do remember when I was a kid, there's like a really fancy neighborhood by my parents' house. People would give out like $5 bills and like king-size Snickers. It was amazing.
There was one by us that you could do like a performance or something, and then they would give you like a king size, or which now sounds super creepy, because I'm like, wait, so it was just weird. A bunch of adults like, ooh, dance for us.
Also, you and I as adults, when we worked at Clever, took such a deep dive into the Halloween community. I'll never forget the time that you and I were hired for $0 for one glorious night to become monsters at Not Scary Farm. And we got turned in.
You really, that was a very misleading way to frame that. Hired as? No.
For free.
We filmed an episode of our show where they were nice enough to make us over into monsters. And then we scared people, but I was in such bad shape at the time. And it was so hard to breathe.
It was exhausting. Well, we were also pig people. We had on full pig prosthetic faces. We looked so terrifying.
That was when I was still talking to the Canadian. And it was like, I feel like at like the peak of our, like, we would talk like every single day on WhatsApp, of course.
Yes.
Because he was Canadian.
The Canadian is a guy that Lily had like a pseudo relationship love affair with for a while, by the way.
Strictly texting.
It was textual.
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember we're sending him pictures of that. And I'm like, really?
But here's the thing, again, because I am someone who loves to celebrate anything and everything. The people who looked forward to working at Not Scary Farm every year, by the way, I have to point out, all the people who work at Not Scary Farm have day jobs. So they stay up all night long during the Halloween season.
People, for sure.
During the Halloween season, they do double headers every single day so that they can dress as pig people and scare people at Not Scary Farm. And it brings them so much joy. You have no idea. What are
the audition process?
Yes, audition is rigorous.
Apparently quite rigorous. And they had to come with all their like backstory and all this. They prepare apparently year round for this. And it's not just like actors. It's like, no.
I work at a bank. I work at Chase Bank and I want to be a pig person.
That's like, I don't know what the correct title is, but it's like scarers. Yeah. Like that is what they want to do all year round.
Oh yeah. And that's like the top level because there's multiple tiers of people working at Not Scary Farm. And if you get to be one of the scary people, you're like top of the line. Like you are killing
it. She doesn't know that. She's making that up.
I'm not, but it seems like it would make sense. So what I'm getting
at. Should we get on to the main part of the episode?
Is I'm over Halloween and the fact that it's canceled. I feel sorry for the children of America and whoever else celebrates that holiday. But I'm also kind of happy about it. Let's get to our caller because now we are taking calls from you guys. We want to hear from you. So be sure to call us. We'll give you the number at the end of this segment and let us know what you're over in 3 minutes or less. Let's hear the call.
Hi, this is Clay calling. You guys may know me as one of the biggest fans of Clever and Overshared. So I thought I would share a little something about something that I'm over, and it is something that I just can't get out of my head. It's when guys, when they try to get a girl's attention and they have to throw in a word or two describing, you know, a woman's body part to them. I mean, I've seen that multiple times and I just can't get over that. Like, why do you have to throw in like a word or throw in some kind of motion, you know, trying to signal her to, you know, come to where you are. And it just bothers me. Like, if you want to get a girl's attention, approach her with class and, you know, be yourself. I mean, you don't have to change or anything. Just, you know, your best self is authentic. And, you know, I just hate when guys don't, you know, show class towards a woman. Like, you know, and it's not just, you know, trying to get their attention by calling them. It's like, you know, not holding a door for them or, you know, just, it just bothers me. And you know what? And side note, I love Overshared. I love the podcast. Great job, Lily and Jocelyn. And congratulations on all you've accomplished from the beginning on to now.
Clay Bryce, literally
legend.
More supportive than anyone else in my life. When he says he's been there since the beginning,
truly,
he has been with us since Dana and I were on Clever TV talking about Twilight and baby Justin Bieber. Like,
so he was like probably calling the phone number that you guys had back then.
Oh yeah. One time we were at a dinner party. Do you remember this? And we got a little tipsy and we freaking called him on the phone. I don't know what we were thinking.
No, we sent videos.
Oh, we did. Oh, well, that's how much wine I had. I thought we called him. We're making videos. Okay, so Lil, I love what Clay had to say. He is such a sweet lad. What is your response to what he's saying?
Because I mean, I agree.
Same. I think it's fantastic. I think showing respect, not even just men to women, but just humans in general, is what we all need a little more of. You know what I mean?
Which, speaking of, he mentioned like opening the door for people. Have you ever opened the door for someone and
don't say anything? Don't say thank you.
They just like acted like you were the doorman. And I'm like, actually, I waited here an extra 30 seconds just to keep this open for you. What? You're just not going to acknowledge me. I don't even get a half smile.
No, I have.
Or the people that just don't open the door for you at all.
I've literally just let it close. Especially when we used to both live and work in Beverly Hills. I know there are a lot of lovely people in the BH. I know that. But I have never experienced more rudeness just when it comes to manners as I have living there. And with this kind of stuff.
But I haven't experienced.
I've experienced a lot of it. I got to the point to where at the old building we used to work at in Beverly Hills, so frequently I would hold the door for people and they wouldn't say thank you, that I would just say, "You're welcome," like a crazy person. Anyways, Clay, we love you. And if you guys want to call in and share something you're over, we highly encourage it. Please call us at 562-661-8729. Let's take a break real quick and we'll be right back.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Lil, do you want to kick us off?
Oh, well, I don't even know how to begin this one. I like didn't even know what we were doing. And I'm like, what's today's episode? And she's like, surgical procedures.
Well, Lil, the last time that you and I did a solo episode together, we were talking about, I think, relationships and stunted relationships due to the COVID quarantine.
And now we're on to surgery.
And we started like kind of dabbling and jumping into, I don't remember why, some of our dental and surgical procedures, which there's a lot of crossover for you and I. And I think, you know, we have so many combined experiences that we thought, what the hell? Let's turn this into an episode. So Lily, before we kick us off, I think because you are a very positive person, I believe that. Okay.
Our producer is laughing too right now.
But a lot of people don't know that you have had like a lot of surgeries.
I would also say like, I think what comes out of my mouth is not necessarily positive. Like I'm making jokes that are usually negative, but I would say as a person, I'm relatively
You're
positive.
Very positive because think of all the surgeries you've had and then immediately gone to Cancun. Like you're just like still living your life, you know?
I don't know if that was as much that was more just irresponsible. But basically I didn't really have any surgeries ever. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh wow, your life is fucked. So I think it started with my tonsils, which everyone's like, oh my God, you get to eat ice cream.
No.
I literally would not recommend, unless you are literally getting strep throat all the time, which I got it 4 times in a semester. So it was like, and that was actual like diagnosed strep throat that they were giving me antibiotics for 4 times. Otherwise, I think every other weekend I was sick. It got to the point that I couldn't make plans because it was like, I'm probably going to be in my bed dying.
Also, do you remember, and this is before you knew Dana, but I know you guys have discussed this, Dana Ward, who's been on our podcast, her tonsils, they didn't take them out properly and they grew back.
Well, okay. Yeah, so that you can get your tonsils out and then there's your adenoids, which I don't know what all the difference is, but it's like, that's like a secondary thing on that not everyone gets taken out. I think I got, like, they scooped everything out of mine. Hers, I guess they claimed they got it and they didn't, which I don't think they can, like, grow back. But maybe if you, I don't know if it's even like how like cancer, if you don't get it all, then it keeps spreading.
I would be the wrong person to answer that question.
Yeah, I'm like, we're really not up to date on our anatomy. But yeah, so then that was horrible. And it was like 2 weeks you can't eat solid food. And I always describe it to everyone as, talk about, this is an overshare, TMI, that like if you get a scab on your elbow and it formed when it was straight, but then you bend your elbow and it like, then it stretches and it's all dry and awful. Imagine that in your throat.
Wow.
So it's like, as soon as any scab forms, your throat's always moving.
Wait, so is your throat bleeding and stuff?
So that's the, it's, oh God, poor Jessica Burgo.
Oh, Jessica Burgo, another friend of ours who.
She was our one of our old coworkers. Her husband was getting his out. And I remember telling her that one, it's terrible. So like, get ready for him to have the worst couple weeks of his life. But then I told her, I'm like, also there's like some things you have to be careful of that they like make sound really scary. I mean, it is all really scary, but they kind of like toss these in at the end, right before you get the surgery, that they're like, oh, or like right before you leave, that they're like, by the way, if you throw up or anything, you might rip your stitches and then you don't know because it's in your throat and it's bleeding backwards.
Oh.
Like it's your, and you can bleed out and die because, and not even realize that it's happening because you're swallowing your own blood.
Oh,
and I'm like, that's what?
Terrifying.
So obviously I was fine, but, I told Jessica Berger this before her husband got it done, just to like give her a heads up. It was like that and a few other things. Literally, her husband, everything that could go wrong, did go wrong.
Stop, that like, happened to him?
He almost died.
Oh
he
my
literally,
gosh.
They had to, I think it was like if she didn't bring him back to the hospital at one point that he would have.
But it's terrifying.
The throwing up is awful because it's just like your whole, it's terrible. So that was the one that kicked us off. That was sophomore year of
college,
I think. And that was, I got it done at home, but I just remember it was so, I lost so much weight because I can't eat food for 2 weeks. Food commercials were just
killing.
Torture. Specifically, there was one that was for paper plates and it was to show like how strong these paper plates, the fact that I still remember it. It was like to show how strong these paper plates are, and it would have someone holding it and it would be dropping food on it. And it was like a steak, an ear of corn, mashed potatoes. And I'm literally like drooling watching. But then very quickly after, I got my bunion removed.
Oh, bunion surgery. Such an underrated issue.
Such a niche community.
I have bunions, other friends with bunions like, too.
Well, it's people either like, are like, oh, I know someone with one, or they're like, oh, bunions, are you like an old lady? I'm like, it's not, I feel like people think it's like a fungus or something.
Yes.
Literally the bone in your foot is like,
gets bent.
Like if you're watching, I'm showing on my hand, it's like this is your big toe. It'll like literally like go in, like I guess what my second toe would overlap on top, like it would sit on top of my big toe. So, and then the bone kind of like sticks out. So I got this surgery and they didn't give me crutches or anything afterwards. It was like, they gave me like a little, like not even a full boot. It was like a shoe. And I remember I was home for winter break when I got it done, but then I went back to school and I had to walk to work that was on campus. And it was like more than I made in a day to park. So I had to walk. And I just remember it was like, I don't think it ever really healed correctly. And it was when we went to my chiropractor.
Oh my gosh. This was something I got to witness. And I thought your chiropractor was going to kill you. Like, I was like, this guy
not to mention,
is going to kill you.
He basically was like, wait, you got bunion surgery? Why? Like, that's not something you get surgery for. And I'm like, well,
what do you do?
I beg to differ. He literally like loosened up a bunch of stuff in my ankle and then just like yanked my toe had not been able to bend because then it didn't heal properly. My toe had not been able to bend like just normally since I got that done. and he fixed it.
Yeah, but also at what expense? Okay, actually, I'm sure your life is much better now. But when he did that to you, I thought he was going to physically rip your foot off of your body. That's what it looked like. And I'm not exaggerating. It was traumatic.
It was like a multiple day thing that led up to it too. It was like he had to like loosen things up.
And he was like, are you ready? And then he was like, oh, and just like yanked your toe out, right? Like the top part of your foot.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. So,
then very quickly after that, I think I got my wisdom teeth out.
Yep. Fun.
Which that's not that intense, but, and then, literally the same year I got my appendix out, which I have a full story time on my YouTube channel. If you want to go listen, I got my appendix out and then I went to Cabo a week later for spring break.
That's a lot of surgeries in a very short time period.
In a year.
That's 4 surgeries in 1 year.
And then that doesn't even include the other dental stuff isn't surgeries. Yeah. That's just like, I've had, when people are like, I've never had a cavity. I'm like,
I've had 75.
What? I've literally, if you look at my like x-rays, there are more fillings than there are normal teeth.
And that is actually, I think the dentalness of it all is what got us started on this topic, because between you and I, we have had every, pretty much besides veneers, we've had every single dental procedure known to man.
Was it even, it was probably, the segue was probably that you were like the best friend ever, because I was like sitting editing. I remember vividly, I was sitting in my old apartment in my room and I had ordered McDonald's and I took a bite and it was like I had a spot and like one of my back teeth that had been bothering me for like a couple weeks, but it was only like if I was eating something like
cold or something.
No, like super sweet. Oh, yeah. And then it got like caught. It'd be like if I was eating candy and then it got caught in it, then it would like kind of sting. Oh, mm-hmm. I don't even know how I would describe it, but it was like very far and few between. So I like wasn't, I knew I had to go to the dentist, but I wasn't concerned that it was about to be like an emergency.
Until it is an emergency. God.
Until it was an emergency. I took a bite of my hamburger and it was like, I just bit on a rock and I literally like spit the food back out. And then it was like, just, I don't even know how to describe, just shooting pain through my entire skull. And to the point that I got in the fetal position, because I literally, it was like just this intense pain that you can't make go away. And like, I've been dealing with chronic back pain for 2 years. I've
never
felt something like this, because there's no relief you can get. There's nothing you can get.
I've actually heard from a lot of dentists and doctors that there's like a lot of correlation between the experience of having a baby and certain types of dental pain, because it's all encompassing your entire body. My dad even said, and he's broken like every bone you could ever imagine, because he's like, just, he was like a very irresponsible teenager, like jumping off of roofs and things. He said, root canal, worst pain of his life, breaking his shoulder, his arms, whatever. Doesn't compare whatsoever.
Well, and I had gotten a root canal before, but it wasn't an emergency root canal.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. So basically I'm in the fetal position on the ground. And I think I was like, even just trying to like do anything, like hold
your
or
head
like
up.
Put pressure on something or like, cause it's just like, you can't get it to stop. Cause it, like, your foot hurts, get off your foot. If your back hurts, lay down. No, there's literally, it just never stops. So I'm texting Jocelyn like words, because I can't even make full sentences. And I basically, it was the day before the 4th of July. So everyone is out of town and all of the offices had closed early to let their employees like go barbecue with their families. I didn't know what to do. And I'm texting Jocelyn like, I'm dying.
We were trying to like,
I don't know what to do.
We were trying to like DM like Instagram dentists, people who want to be like Instagram famous, to be like, hey, we're having an emergency. And a dentist that we had worked with on Beauty Trip in a show we worked on, who had whitened my teeth, was the only person to respond. What was his name? I want to give him a shout out. He's freaking awesome, because he helped us and he was in Hawaii with his family on vacation.
Yeah, he was literally on vacation with his family and he was like on the beach and he's like, I can't help you, but I think I can. And he literally like got on the phone, called in a favor, and he like got me. He's like, if you go right now, you can head over to this guy's office. And we went in and it was literally, first of all, Jocelyn picks me up and I'm still in the fetal position in her car, literally just sobbing, like, don't know what to do. And she's like, being Jocelyn, like, oh, you're okay. Oh, like, you're fine. And all of a sudden she says something about like Chris's parents. And I was like, wait, you look cute. What were you doing? She's literally like dressed in this like nice little sundress and like has her makeup all done. And I'm like, fuck, like, why did you just leave to come get me to then bring me to the dentist? And she's like, this is not like they'd been dating a while,
but this is not a while ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, I think. At least.
So like it was relatively fresh in the relationship. She's like, oh, I was just like, hey, you know, going to Chris's parents' house for dinner. I'm like, great. Cool. So I
both it ended up working out perfectly. But the reason I felt so bad for you, well, I felt bad for you no matter what, is I've had the exact same experience that you had had. And
didn't you end up going to the hospital?
Yes.
She basically was my Uber, drops me off at the dentist. Just like, okay, I have to go to dinner now. You could take, even if you got painkillers, it's like, that's not the kind of pain that painkillers fix almost. So, basically the only thing that'll do like fix it is if they can kill the nerve that is the reason it hurts. So I remember I'm in there sobbing. He literally put one shot in my gum and I think we finished the procedure like a couple days later, cause it was the day before 4th of July, that he literally was like, okay. And it went from me being sobbing to like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm good.
Yeah. Because they drill the root is like the nerve. That's what's causing the pain. And they just drill it out. They just get rid of it completely.
So if you can't though, go to people are like, oh, go to urgent care. They can't do anything in urgent care. They're not dentists.
No.
So what?
So my story is literally very similar to Lily's. I was living with my sister in what we called the hovel because it was like the grossest apartment of all time. And also as a backstory, like people always comment on, which is very kind. Thank you. Please keep the kind compliments coming. People are always like, you have a beautiful smile. You have, you know, your teeth are so straight and they're so white and whatever. And I've worn braces and I've done Invisalign and whatever. I have genetically terrible teeth. Okay. Same. Follow all the rules. I floss, I brush, I get my teeth cleaned, all the things. And I still get cavities and I'm so frustrated about it. And my dentist was like, oh, it's totally genetic. Some people are just predisposed to terrible teeth. And that is you.
That you have soft teeth.
Yeah, I have bad teeth. So, I mean, I've had every procedure you could ever imagine. And as well, I've had braces and Invisalign, both. And I asked my dentist recently, like in the last 2 years, should I just get veneers? And he was so angry. He's like, never say that to me again. I never want to hear you say that. I guess because like once you do veneers, there's no turning back. It's like, you know,
yeah.
Anyways, that's neither here nor there. So this is my experience was probably like over 5 years ago. I was living with my sister, definitely over 5 years ago. And I was home alone and it was like a Friday night or something. And I was eating some dried mango. Okay.
You always remember what you were eating. I always
remember. And dried mango basically is candy. It's like all sugar. And I took a bite of it and it was
and very chewy.
It was as though the world stopped. Okay.
Yeah.
The room started spinning. I was sitting on my couch physically drooling because I couldn't control it. I was just like, I didn't know what to do. My sister wasn't home. It was like 10 p.m. So I did what any crazy person would do. And I drove to the emergency room, not urgent care. I went to the hospital emergency room. Okay.
It's that level of pain. Like, I don't know what, like, it's to the point that I think if depending on how bad it was or what tooth, like you could go into shock. I think if you just let it.
Yes. It's like you could feel eventually like endorphins releasing your body, like to try to save you or something. So I texted my sister. I was like, I'm going to the ER. And she's like, what? This is escalating very quickly. So she met me at the ER. And also, by the way, this is in Downey, which is where we grew up. And I was a candy striper for 5 years when I was in, or 4 years in high school in the emergency room. So like some of these doctors kind of recognized me, knew me. They were like, why does she look familiar? And here's the weird thing. I did not know. I guess it's very common for people who are addicted to prescription medication to come into emergency rooms
With toothache?
With toothaches, because it's something you can't see or diagnose as a doctor. It's more a dental issue, to try to get medicine. So it was like really awkward. It's definitely, I mean, oh great. Now I'm like giving away trade secrets, but so
got it.
I was sitting there and I was like, you guys, you know me. I am a good girl. I'm not addicted to whatever this stuff is. I just need some help. I'm like, can you shoot a syringe in there? Can you take my tooth out? What can you do? And they're like, we can't do dental procedures. Like, that's not our thing. All we can do is give you meds. And so they did. And it did definitely dull the pain. And the next day I had a root canal, but my dentist was like, Jocelyn, this is so bad. Like, I can see how much pain you must have been in. Why did you not call me last night? We do emergency procedures.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Are there emergency dentists?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's such a...
Yes.
Like, you don't even think about it until you need it.
You don't think about it until you're in, like, literally the fetal position on your couch or on your floor. But my dentist specifically, if you call in... on the voicemail, they have like an emergency line so that one of their dentists always on call for, and it happens so infrequently. But let me tell you, if I ever have a similar situation, I'm calling that emergency hotline. I mean, I've had root canals, I've had like crowns, I've had a million cavities, bridges, I don't know, you could name it, I've had it. Like my teeth are a mess.
This sounds fake.
Oh, it's beautiful. It looks so authentic.
I want this one. I want to replace that one too. That's a veneer after. Oh, that's actually funny. I didn't know what a root canal really was by definition. Yes. And I got, this is in high school, like junior year probably. And I remember the tooth that was there was like kind of grayish. So I'd gone to the dentist and they're like, this tooth is like dead. So we're going to
get rid of
cover it.
Cover it up.
Plot twist. Root canals, they literally, it's different when it's your molar and when it's your front tooth. So with a molar, they like,
go in the middle.
Think of it as like, yeah, they're going in the middle and digging out the root. They can't do that with the front tooth. Oh,
did you have like a spike? Were you like a vampire?
So I didn't know they shave away the majority of your tooth. And that's why veneers are you have to keep redoing them or you're screwed because they shave down your teeth and then put these like kind of caps on top. I don't know why I just like never asked any questions. And after he like finishes all the drilling, which honestly, I feel like those procedures aren't that bad because they numb you enough that you're like not supposed to feel it. If anything, I think it makes your jaw hurt from like
holding it open.
He was like, okay, like we're done with all of the drilling. We just need to like put the cap on. Which I like still didn't even register as that means that there's something there to put the cap on. He's like, do you want to take a break and go to the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, sure. Oh my God. Imagine not knowing what a root canal was and then going into the bathroom and looking in the mirror and seeing that you have a fucking like a monster tooth little just spike where your tooth was. And I'm like, I can't know yet. I'm sitting there and he goes, you looked in the mirror, didn't you?
Yeah. That is like, so funny.
Don't worry. We'll cover
that.
That
is hilarious. That is so funny. But
it's terrified looking.
Yeah, but dental procedures are no joke. The only real surgery I've ever had was I had impacted wisdom teeth, which of course, yet again, when it comes to teeth, it's the worst kind of like situation you can have. All of mine were like up here. So they had to like, I had to like have real anesthesia and like all that stuff. But when I woke up, me and my sister were home on holiday break from college. And my mom's like, let's just get all of this done at the same time so I could take care of you. My sister woke up like crying, like throwing up. And I woke up like I was like wasted. I was like high-fiving all the nurses. I was like dancing my way out. I was like, you guys have a great day. You look great. Like leaving. And I mean, it was actually a fairly easy recovery, but that's, thank goodness, my only surgery. I don't want to have any surgeries. I'm good without them.
Wait, also, I feel like I didn't react that weird to, and in general, I don't react that weird to anesthesia. Like I wake
some
up
people
and I'm pretty,
freak out.
Well, you've seen like David after the dentist,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I so love
like,
it.
I feel like that you're the kind of person that would be like saying the weirdest stuff and everyone's like, what's going on? Because you're so not used to like
the feeling of
having your brain being out of control. I remember getting some, probably my wisdom teeth, that they, I don't think they fully put me out, but they just like turned up, they put the mask on, like turn up the laughing gas, but they had to turn it up. Like, really? They're like, really? You're still with us? And I'm like, yeah. And I feel like I'm just drugs in general.
Don't affect
like,
you. Need more, you need like, more.
Yeah.
You need more. I need less. I need a lot less. I'm the girl who like, if I take a melatonin, which is natural, or I take NyQuil, see you next week. See you next
week.
You're
the person that's like, oh, I had a glass of wine. Can I have an Advil?
And I'm
like,
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's like, I don't even, the fact that people think about whether that's okay, I'm like, oh, are you not supposed to do that?
No, probably a good idea to always do your research when it comes to anything medical. For the record, on this episode, we do not endorse any medical procedures unless you talk to a doctor or a dentist, because we are not professionals. So just do what's good for you is what I'm getting at. But I think I'm done with surgeries. I feel good about being done with them. I hope you're done with them. Unless it's elective, I mean, and you're into it, go for it.
People have asked if I'll get back surgery, and honestly, it's not even really been given as an option.
That's good. Back surgery, I feel like, is like such a slippery slope.
I feel like most people, they get it. It hasn't gone
well. I either hear that it's like miraculous and amazing, or like, oh my gosh, I can't walk. Like, I have not heard any middle of the road experiences. So,
same, which I doesn't sound good to have a middle of the road back.
That's true, actually. Anyways, I feel like this was just such a fun walk down memory lane for us. I also hope that we're done with dental procedures, and we're going to link to the dentist that we don't recall his name.
My mom doesn't listen to this. She's like, time to nag. Have you gone to the dentist yet? I'm like,
you're like, no, I haven't gone anywhere.
I don't know what gives me more anxiety, making the dentist appointment or going to the dentist.
And we could do a whole episode. I feel like we should do episodes on things like pap smears, mammograms, because here's the thing. If you go on WebMD and you read about any of this stuff, it is like, oh my gosh. Always. And when I had my first mammogram, I had to start young because I have like a strong family history. I was like reading online and I was like, so basically I'm going to potentially be smashed in half as a human being, which kind of is what it is, actually.
When do you start getting them?
So I'm like, you're 30. Then? So like, I think most doctors don't recommend that you start getting them until like at the youngest 35. I think I got my first one when I was like 33 or 34. But again, that's just because I just recommend that regardless, keep up with your, you should keep up with your normal doctor's appointments, because my doctor, like my gyno or my normal just doctor, recommended that I start going for mammograms and like some other tests just because of like my body density and also my family history. Also, by the way, this episode is going up probably in October. So it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I just recommend that you go to the doctor and get a checkup, and then they'll tell you what to do. And then also, if your doctor tells you like, oh, you only need to do this every now and then, don't listen to them and force them to do whatever you want them to do. Because if your doctor is like, oh, we only do pap smears once every 5 years now. No, you don't. You do it every year. Get all the things checked out. It's horrifying. I get it. It's never fun to have someone scraping around inside of your vagina with some sort of tool. I get that. Been there, done that. But it's good to know what's up with you. That's what I'm saying. So the more you know.
I have a question though. Back to the mammogram. So I remember I had gone with my mom.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
So you've seen it. So I familiar and knew what it was. But my mom always had big enough oops.
Girl.
That was like.
No. So, okay.
How did you?
So here's the situation. So I'll kind of try to show you like what it looks like in the video version of this. But if not, I'm sure you can find a YouTube video. So like basically what it is you put your boobs each individually inside of this machine that like smashes them down vertically and horizontally.
I think of it almost like in a junkyard crushes cars.
So it's got your boob in there and they're smashing it. And then they take a bunch of pictures to make sure nothing weird is going on, right? So most I guess, I don't know. I don't know what most older women's boys are like. They're bigger. I have very, very petite boobs. Basically like an A.
As I'm sitting here, an A cup,
maybe a B cup if I'm really trying to lie to people. So I'm not going to lie. When I have to go get mammograms, I have to put physically my whole body is in the machine. And I think they kind of feel sorry for me, the people doing the procedure, because I'm too small. My boobs are too small. So it's like, I have to put my whole upper body in the machine. And I'm like, ugh. And then they'll be like, okay, now we're going to smash it. Whatever you do, don't breathe. And I'm like, ugh. Like, cause I guess breathing affects the pictures or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know.
Or to like retract.
Yeah.
Or
my boob would pop right out. Cause it's so little, it's barely in there. But
that's, I think of like, even just like the, like, TMI, the like shape of your, like, I don't, how would I even, there's no, nothing they, to,
like, you know,
I don't know how, there's nothing to,
you know how when people, maybe you haven't seen this, when they talk about like breastfeeding and they're like, you grab your boob like a hamburger and you just shove it in their mouth. I was like, mine is barely a chicken nugget. Barely. It's got to get filled up with some stuff. I mean, I have nowhere to go but bigger from here. I can't imagine them getting tinier. But the one thing I will add, as a 38-year-old woman, my skin has begun to lose elasticity, which means at least they're a little more mobile. Before, they used to just be like bolted onto my body. And like, I had never even experienced what it felt like to have them bounce. I kind of experienced that a little now, a little bit. So anyways.
I know you said have them bounced, like, as if there's another person.
But you know, like women with larger breasts, they'll be like, I got to wear two sports bras for my jumping jacks. And I was like,
you didn't understand what, like, why people were like, oh, you can run without a bra. You're like, yeah,
no, I'm just over here wearing like a literal t-shirt with nothing over it. And I'm like, nothing's happening, you know? So, yeah, it does make the mammogram thing a little more, challenging, but it's not as bad as people say it is. Absolutely not. Chris just walked in the door and he really missed the best part of this conversation. We were talking about small boobs. Oh, he says, yes.
What is that word that you're, you know, using
Laura,
for it?
Laura boys? Clary, if you don't follow her on Instagram, she is absolutely hysterical. And I think she is really a pioneer leading the charge of normalizing breastfeeding. And she talks about her boobs all the time. So I call them boobs now too, in solidarity with her.
In high school, my friend always just called them boobs.
But Lil, if you ever want me to go with you to have your boobs checked, I will gladly go with you. Just and Melissa, our producer, you too. Same goes for you. anywho, what do you say we move into the last part of the show?
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Oh, this is my favorite part. Lil, what brought you joy this week?
Not a whole lot, to be honest.
Honesty is the best policy. Nothing brought you joy this week?
I'm kind of trying to think of like what happened this, like what's today?
It's Thursday.
What did I do this week?
I mean, you look beautiful. Have you looked in the mirror at your own face? That could bring you joy.
Yeah, that does not bring me joy because you can't see in the, I don't know how this camera is very forgiving, but my skin is still a disaster and I just keep picking it. But
what about all your pancake making? That's brought me personal joy.
I'll confess what? Something. I've really been making them, eating them, but I noticed it was like one day random. Instagram, you know, is all over the place now. Like I'll post one picture and it gets like 4,000 likes, but then I'll post one.
It's so weird. I don't get it either.
Okay. So my stories are always pretty consistent though. And consistently much lower than they used to be. And I think now I average like, and I don't post that much also, which is, I figured that that was contributing to it because I'm not consistent. I'd say like maybe 25,000.
That's good.
Views.
I think that's good.
20. But then one day I opened after posting a picture of French toast. And it was like, I think I did a poll of like, should I make French toast or pancakes? You guys, in 2 hours, it already had 20,000 views. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? My French toast picture was viewed almost 100,000 times. And I was like,
that's your brand. That's your brand.
So then you'll notice after that, I've been posting an excessive amount because I do eat a lot of French toast.
What's the engagement been
like late night, like 2 a.m. I always want something sweet, and that's like an easy thing to make. And the engagement hasn't been as high as it was then, but it has been pretty consistently higher. I think it's adding any kind of like poll or engagement thing.
I should post a pancake and see if it's just that Instagram loves pancakes.
Well, I was like, is it food? Is it like, what's going on? So basically, I think I've talked about for a while, I want to do a show where it's like, I wouldn't even say cook a high
more
cooking
like a high
show
eating because, show.
Yeah, because some of it is cooking maybe, but some of it could just be like putting a few things together. But basically I want to like have each episode be me get high and then Lisa takes me to the grocery store and then I buy whatever I decide sounds good. And
I love that idea. I think you should do it.
And it could go either really well
or really bad. I
actually
love that. You should do that. I endorse.
I need a name for it. So guys, if you have any suggestions, tweet them.
Oh gosh, I'll think about that.
That literally didn't even, that was not a thing that brought me joy this week, but you know.
Oh, it was last week. Okay. I get it.
I mean, it happened like a month ago.
Okay, fine.
It was very, I didn't follow the rules of our own segment, but anyway.
Okay. So it's me. It's my turn. Well, I can't even freaking believe this, but I got a phone call yesterday as we're filming this. Today is October 1st. Yesterday on September 30th, I got a phone call from our friend, Brianna Noland, who we know from Clever originally, but who is like a very successful wedding and event planner. She planned Chris and our wedding. She called me yesterday to be like, oh my gosh, just wanted to call. I was thinking about you guys. Today, 1 year ago, is when we were all flying out to Arizona, to Scottsdale, to like start getting ready for your wedding. Our anniversary, our 1 year anniversary is like in 4 days. So that brought me joy because
your wedding was
it was October 5th. Isn't that crazy?
Literally, gun to my head, I would have told you that you got married
September,
in like
August, February. Exactly. It has literally been the weirdest year ever. And what?
Oh, that was such
it
a
was
fun wedding.
So fun. Also, I saved all the Instagram story, especially you the next day when you were like passed out in your swimsuit. Like you really had the best time ever. That was such a fun wedding.
I
got the bartenders, I think a case of Coors Light to be like, oh, this is just for one person. Like just, we got some other fancy beers.
She like gave it almost as like a joke. She's like, oh, ha, like someone
and
will
then
be asking
suddenly it was gone.
A lot of people ask for those. Everyone
they
loves
really
Coors
do.
Light. They just
That's
don't want to admit
true,
it.
Because we had all sorts of artisanal crap, like fancy beers and whatever. But what brought me joy was thinking about this. Before we got married, a lot of haters or just people in general were like, oh, first off, don't get married. Oh, second off, I agree. Just don't get married to the wrong person. Like just it's either the wrong person or don't get married, don't get married.
Well, it's don't get married to
no,
get married.
But a lot of people do, let me tell you. The other thing that people would tell us is like, first year of marriage, get ready. Worst year of your life. So here's what I want to say. 2020 has been a very strange year. And I think in the scheme of our global history, perhaps one of the worst years. But however, I can go on the record and say it's absolutely not the worst year of my life. And I would say that being married has improved my life. So,
so that
brought me
joy?
A lot of joy being like, oh my gosh, it wasn't the worst year of my life. It was like, it was great. Crap.
I want to read something, but it's on my phone. I do have something that brought me some joy that you would enjoy. I matched with a guy on Hinge yesterday.
And
he matched with me a couple months ago. And then I just
saw it.
Finally opened it for the first time in a while and was like, I guess I should probably interact with humans. But he's like, wow, kept me sitting there for 2 months. something stupid, but there was like but I have to admit or I have to confess
oh
something.
Gosh, and what? I'm like,
Well, I'm like, the last time this happened, it was someone being like, oh, I actually live in London or something. And I changed the location because I was bored. So I was expecting like something
weird, like that
stupid that was going to be like, okay, well, I'm not talking to you anymore. Bye. No, it was, I would feel insincere, meeting up for a date without telling you first that I'm super fucking creepy and saw your full name and looked on Instagram and was like, oh my God, she has a lot of followers. What does she do? And it's like, two YouTube star. Cool.
So what did he watch though? That's what I want to know. Please tell me.
He goes, Lily, I appreciate that you let me sit here waiting for 2 months. Also, I have a confession. And I was like, whoops.
Oh gosh.
Okay, let's hear it. He goes, okay, so I feel insincere going into a date without admitting to this. I'm a total fucking creeper and saw you listed your full name. So .. 1, went on Instagram and found you. Lots of followers. Cool. What's she famous for? 2, YouTube star. Nice. Let's switch over to YouTube. 3, no pants story. .. 4, I'm in love.
Wait, what was the no pants story? Why don't I recall what that is?
It's like the most random. It's like not even that good of a story. It's just super random of me getting super fucked up at the Miley Cyrus concert and waking up at like not having pants, keys, phone, any huge disaster. But it's like me at like biggest hot mess story ever. And that he's like, I'm in love.
Oh my gosh. So when are you guys going on a date or doing a FaceTime date or whatever people do?
Well, so I read that. I was like, okay, well, not what I was expecting.
If you love me at my low, you're going to really love me at my high.
I was like, well, that really rips the Band-Aid off the what do you do question. I don't know. He asked for my number, but he hasn't texted me. So we'll see.
Ooh, he's playing hard to get now. I see how it is. Interesting. Oh. Go do some goigling of him. Goigling. I gotta stop.
What are you saying?
I don't know. Anyways, this has been a really great episode. I feel like we went on a journey and I feel like I blacked out and I don't even know what we talked about, but I'm sure that means that it's a great episode. So again, shout out to all of you guys for supporting us and following us all of these years, just like Clay Bryce. But if you want to be on an episode of this show, reminder, the phone number is 562-661-8729. Call us and let us know what you're over in 3 minutes or less. Do you have anything to add?
Nope. That's it for today. Thank you for listening or watching.
Or both.
Bye.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.